Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, a welcome to the world of Malcolm Rogers. Rogers directs the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston and has influenced every design detail in the MFA's new Art of the Americas wing, which is almost ready for its public unveiling. The $500 million massive expansion project opens in November. For a look at how involved this project is, WBUR's Andrea Shea met with Malcolm Rogers.
If you've ever decorated a room or remodeled a house, you know how overwhelming design decisions can be. Paint colors, fabrics, fixtures. Now imagine designing a 50,000 square foot museum wing with 53 new galleries that will ultimately display 5,000 works of art. Oh, and all of it will be seen and judged by people the world over. That's Malcolm Rogers' world. But, of course, the MFA's new wing is massive compared to most houses, and Rogers says decorating 53 galleries is nothing like decorating your living room.
Each gallery is like a theater in which the museum will be creating a production. And that you can't do every gallery the same. It would be terribly, terribly, terribly monotonous.
So, gallery by gallery, Rogers and his team have designed atmospheres and vignettes that help tell stories about the museum's holdings. Some really do look like stage sets, especially in the Colonial Boston Gallery, with its antique furniture and Paul Revere's Liberty Bowl. It's clear from the spark in Rogers' eyes that this process is personal.
The museum, you know, is my place.
And designing his place has come with enough decisions to make anyone's head spin.
You can't imagine how many paint swatches I have seen over the last few years.
Hundreds. Now about 60 paint colors can be found in the new wing. There's wallpaper too, and lighting, flooring, glass display cases, placing the artworks themselves. Roger says no one person could handle making all of the decisions on their own.
It's been the greatest fun. I got so excited working with the curators and tweaking things a little. Sometimes I'm wrong and get argued out, and sometimes I'm right. But the more people who discuss something, the better the solution, I think.
But more often than not, the solution has Rogers' fingerprints all over it. Two people he constantly discusses ideas with are Elliot Davis, head curator of the Art of the Americas, and head of design at the MFA, Keith Crippen. They are the triumvirate behind the new wing's aesthetic, and sometimes they run up against some friendly, creative conflict. Take, for instance, a debate over what to cover the walls with in the John Singer Sargent Gallery. Rogers wanted a rich, patterned damask made of fabric. Davis, the curator and designer Keith Crippen, didn't.
Well, I think originally we always wanted to use a pattern up there, but we thought to use such a traditional damask pattern would have contrasted too much with the contemporary architecture.
But in the end, they all admit Rogers was right. Curator Elliot Davis says the three of them are always triangulating options, and it can be an exercise in flexibility.
You know, unless it's really detrimental to the works of art, and I think that's where the curators are coming from, maybe Keith's coming from the point of view of, you know, is it really detrimental to the overall design that you're looking for, and Malcolm, being the director, has to put a stamp, he has to ultimately live with it.
And even though the team went with Rogers' damask in the Sargent Gallery, the museum director says he always worries about balance. Wallpaper and wall paint cannot overshadow the art because the art comes first. This fundamental principle guides Rogers' vision for the new wing.
I and my trustees have a passion to see objects in all media together. Paintings talking to sculpture, talking to furniture, talking to other decorative arts. So often what I'm looking at when I go into the galleries is, how does everything in here work as a whole? Does it seem harmonious? Is there a rhythm?
Overall, the director, the designer, and the curator are satisfied with their choices, especially the deep green teal paint on the walls in the Copley Gallery. But designer Keith Crippen admits all this picking and choosing can be exhausting.
You know, when I go home, I let my wife pick the paint colors.
So. At this point, though, all the major decisions have been made. Now Rogers says they'll spend the final weeks tweaking the final placement of more than 5,000 pieces of art.
I think one area where I suppose I've been a little bit more dominant, but there are very few instances. In the wing, there's a tremendous profusion of objects. There are lots of things. I have occasionally said, there's too much. We need to remove one or two pieces. It's like, you know, the rule about jewellery. Put on all the jewellery you think you need for a big dinner party and then take one piece off.
Rogers is employing Coco Chanel's fashion tactics in other ways. For him, harmony is a matter of proportions, even in a new 50,000-square-foot museum wing with a multi-million-dollar price tag. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Museum of Fine Arts' New Art of the Americas Wing opens to the public in November.